listening to a podcast from Victory.
Hi everyone! Welcome po sa ating 3 PM online worship service. And maraming salamat po no, for tuning us this afternoon no, in our service. Alam po natin, last week nagkaroon po tayo ng enhanced community quarantine. At marami na naman po sa mga kababayan natin ang nagkaroon ng mga challenges sa kanika nilang family, no? So, nagkaroon na naman ng mga paghihigpit dyan sa NCR sa, at sa iba yung pangpanig ng ating bansa. Pero, I think the other day, mukhang nagkaroon po ng announcement or yesterday na magiging MECQ na po tayo pero with the heightened restrictions. So, ibig sabihin po, medyo mahigpit pa rin po ito dahil po gusto po ng government natin na ingatan po tayong lahat. And hopefully, while you are all staying in your respective homes, hopefully po, mag-ingat po tayo, mag-doble ingat po tayo, lalong-lalo na po yung ating mga anak at yung mga kasama natin sa bahay na hindi pa po nagkakaroon ng vaccine. So, ano po ninyo, no, sa pandemic season na na-experience natin, I think kung di po nagkakamali, no, it's 1 year and 5 months or going to 6 months na tayo pong nakaka-experience ng pandemic at pabago-bago po yung quarantine na na-experience natin. And marami pong tao yung mga nalulungkot dahil po sa mga pinagdadaanan natin. Pero tayo po, kahit na po from time to time, magkakaroon tayo ng on-site, tapos magkakaroon tayo ng online, tapos maudlot yung on-site natin at magiging online na lang, hindi po natin kailangan ma-discourage. Why? Because kahit na po online lang po tayo nag-meet ngayon or through virtually, we can still all be encouraged with the preaching of God's words. And today, we are continuing our series on future hope. And last week po, no, si Pastor Jerry, he shared to us about how we can live by faith while waiting for Christ's second coming. And alam po ninyo, itong second coming ni Christ is something na we don't usually hear around us o hindi naman siya yung sobrang talagang pinag-uusapan sa church. Pero ngayon na may pandemic, ang dami pong mga naniniwala at inuugnay yung nararanasan po natin na pandemic sa end times. Bakit kaya? Dahil yung iba po naniniwala no, na yung vaccine po na binibigay ng WHO o ng iba o sa iba't ibang bansa, eh yung iba po naniniwala na ito po daw ay related dun sa mark of the beast, which I believe is not. Okay? So sinasabi rin po na ng mga tao kung bakit papalapit na yung end times kasi po o kung bakit malapit na dumating si Jesus dahil sa mga signs of wars and calamity na nababalitaan natin sa iba't ibang panig ng mundo. I remember po, meron po isang religious leader nung mag-year 2000 po, no, during that time, meron pong isang religious leader na naniniwala at nagpapalaganap na sa year 2000 po daw, babalik na si Kristo o si Jesus. At doon po, no, at tinawagan siya ng isang pastor para tanungin siya kung talagang naniniwala siya and confidently na talagang si Jesus babalik na in the year 2000. And nung tinawagan po ng isang pastor, sabi po ng isang religious leader, oo, naniniwala ako na darating na si Jesus. Tapos sabi po ng pastor sa kanya, kung naniniwala ka talaga na darating na sa year 2000 si Jesus, at mukhang naniniwala ka rin na isa ka sa dadalhin ni Jesus o makakapunta sa langit, pwede ko bang hingiin yung appliances mo, yung ref mo, yung TV mo, pati na rin yung kotse mo? Alam niyo po ba kung ano po yung natanggap na response nung isang pastor dito sa isang religious leader? Binagsakan po siya ng telepono at nung tinatawagan niya po ulit, never niya na po itong natawagan. You see, Jesus said that no one really knows the exact time of His coming, but one thing is for sure, He will come back again to give salvation to those who are waiting for Him and to those who are believing in Him, because this is our future hope. So the question is, what can we do now while we are waiting for His appearing again? Ano po ba yung pwede natin gawin? So I want you to open your Bible and together we will be studying the Word of God in 1 Thessalonians 2, okay, chapter 2, and we will be reading from verse 1 to verse 12. Okay, so kung nandiyan na po kayo, meron din po kayo makikita sa screen nyo na scripture, pero pwede na rin po natin i-open yung ating Bible para masundan nyo po ako. Okay, sabi po rito, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 in verse 1, "For you yourselves know, brothers, that our coming to you was not in vain. But though we had already suffered and been shamefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we had boldness in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in the midst of much conflict. For our appeal does not spring from error or impurity or any attempt to deceive. But just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak not to please man, but to please God, who tests our hearts. For we never came with words of flattery, as you know, nor with a pretext for greed. God is witness. Nor did we seek glory from people, whether from you or from others, though we could have made demand as apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, like a nursing mother taking care of her own children. So being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you have become very dear to us. Verse 9, "For you remember, brothers, our labor and toil. We work night and day that we might not be a burden to any of you while we proclaim to you the gospel of God. You are witnesses, and God also, how holy, righteous, and blameless was our conduct toward you believers. For you know how, like a father with his children, we exhorted each one of you and encourage you and charge you to walk in a manner worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory." This is the word of the Lord. Let us all pray. Father, thank you, God, for this afternoon. Panginoon, panalangin po namin na ikaw po yung mangusap sa bawat isa sa amin. At hayaan mo pong matuto kami, Lord God, sa aming pagsasaliksik ng iyong salita. Panginoon, tulungan mo po ako na as I preach your word today, I pray for your anointing. I pray, God, that people will understand the preaching of your word today and that all of us will all the more be encouraged as we look forward to your return here on earth. Father, bless our time together. We honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, to give us a background po ng binasa natin, no? Si Paul, okay, na-experience po siya na mamuhay dun sa community, dun po sa Thessalonica, which we can read dun po sa Book of Acts, specifically sa chapter 17. And siya po, no, kasama niya po si Silas, they preached the gospel to the Thessalonians. Okay, and si Paul po, no, he went to the synagogue there, and for 3 Sabbath days, he reasoned with the people, okay, from the scriptures, explaining and giving them evidence that the Christ has had to suffer and rise from the dead. He even proclaimed Jesus to them. And marami pong Thessalonians, okay, na-persuade along with other large number of people, yung God-fearing Greeks and a significant number of leading women. And since then, yung po yung start, na-divert po yung church sa Thessalonica. And si Paul po, no, umalis siya po agad dun sa Thessalonica abruptly after a brief stay in that place. And meron po mga recent converts from paganism na, alam yun, naka-experience po ng mga little external support in the midst of persecution. Ibig sabihin po, nung time po na umalis na si Paul dun sa Thessalonica, onti na lang po yung support na nakuha nila dahil meron po mga persecution na nag-a-arise dun sa area nila. And the very reason Paul was writing this letter of encouragement, okay, to the new converts in their trials or to the church of Thessalonica, because he wants to give them instructions concerning godly living and to give them assurance concerning the future of believers who die before Christ returns. And in light of Christ's returns or his second coming, we will see po, no, dito po sa text na binasa natin, how Paul reminded the church in Thessalonica how he and Timothy and Silas probably lived their lives as authentic preachers of the gospel and how they long for the saints in the church of Thessalonica and how they set an example for them to follow. And ito po yung titingnan natin this afternoon. First po is that they preach the gospel boldly and truthfully. So sabi po dun sa verse 1 to 7, "For you yourselves know, brothers, that our coming to you was not in vain. But though we had already suffered and been shamefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we had boldness in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in the midst of much conflict. For our appeal does not spring from error or impurity or any attempt to deceive. But just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak, not to please man, but to please God who tests our hearts. For we never came with words of flattery, as you know, nor with a pretext for greed. God is witness. Nor did we seek glory from people, whether you or from others, though we could have made demands as apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, like a nursing mother taking care of her own children. See Paul Purito, no, together with the team, in spite of the suffering and persecution po na experience nila in the hands of the people in Philippi, they did not stop preaching the gospel in Thessalonica. That is why he is reminding them through this letter that coming to them, coming to the brothers, okay, was not in vain. Kita niyo po, no, ang dami nilang pinagdaanan sa Philippi, ang pwede nilang gawin na magpahinga na lang sila or tumigil na lang sila or hindi na sila tumuloy na pumunta dun sa mga ibang lugar. Pero he did not. Paul and the team did not stop. Why? Because the church are very dear to Paul and the team. Parang sinasabi po ni Paul dito na in terms of preaching the gospel boldly and truthfully, okay, sinasabi niya, walang makakapigil sa amin. Kaya nga po tuloy-tuloy po siya o sila sa pagpapalaganap ng mensahe tungkol kay Kristo. In fact, persecution did not rip them off their boldness. Okay, and we can read this in verse 2, no? Sinasabi po rito na kahit na meron silang suffering and experience and they are shamefully treated at Philippi, sabi niya, we had boldness. Okay? So, hindi sila natatakot na i-preach yung gospel. Kumbaga, pinapalaganap pa rin po nila kung sino at ano ang ginawa ni Kristo kahit na sa kalagitnaan ng pag-uusig sa kanila ng ibang tao o kahit na meron silang mga na-experience na persecution. How else did they preach the gospel during this time? They actually preached the gospel truthfully. Makikita po natin sa verse 3 and verse 5, na sabi po doon, for our appeal does not spring from error or impurity or any attempt to deceive. Then sabi po doon sa verse 5, for we never came with words of flattery, as you know, nor with a pretext for greed. God is witness. Ibig sabihin po, when they are preaching the gospel, they are not preaching out of hypocrisy. Okay, hindi po sila mga hipokrito. Nor they are not attempting to deceive people who are listening to their preaching. In fact, they are preaching truthfully because they have been approved by God. And because of that, they spoke not to please men, but to please God. Kaya nga sabi rin po dun sa verse 6, na mention dun that they did not seek glory from men. Kumbaga, talagang sinisik po nila is the glory of God, not even their own glory. Sabi po sa Galatians 1, and I remember this scripture, for I am now seeking the approval of man or of God, sabi ni Paul. Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. You see, one interesting thing that I love about their manner in preaching the gospel boldly and truthfully is that, alam niyo, kahit na they have so much boldness in them, yung mararamdaman mo talaga na pagka nag-preach sila, yung may gigil, still, meron pa rin pong gentleness in them. Okay? Yun po yung minention doon sa binasa natin sa verse 7, but we were gentle among you. Di ba? So, alam po ninyo, no, yung gentleness po ay isa po ito sa napaka-importanting qualification ng isang messenger ni Jesus. I remember in 2 Timothy 2, verse 24 to 25, sabi po ron, and the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant them repentance leading to a knowledge of the truth. Diba? So kung tayo po ay palaaway, kung isang tao po ay palaaway, sinasabi po ron na hindi po siya magiging fit to be the Lord's servant. Bakit? Kasi kung palaaway po siya, pagka nag-preach siya, makikipagbunuan po siya dun sa mga tao. Diba? And if you do not know how it is to be kind and patient with different kinds of people, then baka hindi rin po tayo maging fit to serve the Lord. Kasi nga po, sinasabi doon na importante po yung tinatawag na gentleness. Paul even used the illustration of a nursing mother in verse 7, informing the church in Thessalonica that this is how they tenderly care for them. And we can all relate to that because we were all have been nurtured by our mothers. Tama po ba? By the way, shout out po sa lahat po ng mga nanay na naka-tune in today, no? O yung nagjo-join po sa ating afternoon service. And this is how Paul and the team labored hard to teach them about Christ. I can imagine how they've been praying for the saints in the church in Thessalonica, how they've been rallying them and teaching them about Christ so that these people or the saints there can be transformed by our Lord Jesus Christ. He even discipled them, wrote letters for them, and visited them, and many more. Diba? What a great example for the Apostle Paul and the team. So, in saying that, what can we all learn here? Okay? Paano po natin ito, ano po connection nito sa sitwasyon natin? Alam po natin na sa panahon natin kung saan ang pandemya po ay tuloy-tuloy, eh gusto po sabihin sa atin na tayo din po dapat tuloy-tuloy. Tama po, i-type nga po natin sa ating comment section, tuloy-tuloy, tuloy-tuloy po tayo sa pagpapalaganap at sa preach ng gospel. Diba? Sabi nga, continuously and boldly and truthfully preaching the gospel. And I just want to commend all our Victory Group leaders who are faithfully and passionately sharing the Word of God sa kanilang mga Victory Groups, no? Kahit na online. Pero ba natin silang palakpakan? Yan, grabe. Kung may mga kakilala po kayo ng mga Victory Group leaders, sabihin niyo po, grabe, sakalam ka, di ba? Ayan, ibig sabihin, malakas ka, di ba? And just like Paul and the team, who preached the gospel boldly in spite of conflicts, I pray that we can all emulate their example. Also, I want to say shout out sa leadership team po natin sa Victory Metro East. Dahil in spite of the pandemic na na-experience natin, sabi ko, 1 year and 5 months going to 6 months, eh, wala pong makakapigil sa amin. Okay, para, alam mo yun, yung hindi po tayo magkaroon ng online services. Wala pong makakapigil sa amin para, alam mo yun, ma-stop po tayo of not having an online services so that together, okay, so that together we can all hear the preaching of God's words that would help build our faith and hope in God. And I thank the Lord that we can still build each other's faith in our online services. Sino po sa inyo rito thankful na meron pa rin tayong 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Online services every Sunday? Hindi lang po yan, meron pa rin po tayong YS Go every Friday para po sa mga kabataan na naka-tune in ngayon. Hindi lang rin po yun, pero meron pa rin po tayong Kids Church at Home in Zoom every Sunday ng 11 a.m. at saka 2 p.m. So, and ginagawa po natin to so that we can hear the preaching of God's words because sabi sa Romans, that's how our faith is being built up as we hear the preaching of God's word. So, in light of Christ's second return, okay, let us preach the gospel boldly and truthfully to everyone. Especially sa mga kamag-anak po natin ngayon, no, nakasama natin sa mga bahay, naniniwala po ako na God has given us this opportunity para maka-reach out po tayo ng mga relatives natin, as many relatives as we can. Okay? So gusto kong sabihin sa atin, let us not lose our focus in preaching the gospel. Amen? Second thing po, they share their lives affectionately. Verse 8, sabi po doon, so being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you had become very dear to us. Here, they share their lives affectionately with the church community in Thessalonica, because these people, these saints, are very dear to them. They were willing to lay down their lives to grow and serve these people. And I am assuming po, no, na dahil sabi nga po dun sa text na they were desirous of these people, I was assuming na talaga pong nagbigay ng time, ng effort, ng energy, ng resources. Diba? Itong sila Paul, together with Silas and Timothy, para po, alam mo yun, na yung magkaroon sila ng relasyon kay Kristo. Talagang they seize every opportunity in doing that. You see, many fail to be a servant of Christ because they seek their own benefit at the expense of the church. And gusto ko sabihin sa ating church that when we are willing to share our lives to others, then we are fit to serve God. Why? Because people matter to God. And kung ang mga tao po mahalaga sa atin, then we could be qualified, okay, to be called by God in a full-time basis, okay, to reach out and preach the gospel to them. Eh, kahit nga po nga pala hindi full-time, no? As long as the Lord touched your heart and asked you and called you to preach the gospel to them, kahit po hindi in full-time basis, di ba, we can be of service to our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the love of God filled the hearts of Paul and the team for these people. And their longing for them is not caused by the desire of spiritual crowns in heaven, but it is because they have become so dear to them. Okay, di ba? Sabi ni Paul, you are so dear to us. Okay? You know, as I was thinking po, no, itong sinasabi natin dito na they shared their lives affectionately, kailangan ko pong magkaroon ng self-evaluation, and I was thinking about that. Am I still affectionate towards the people that I know? Am I still sharing my life to others? Or because of pandemic, I am only thinking na lang about myself and my family? Because in verse 8, we can feel how Paul was longing for the brothers and sisters in Christ in Thessalonica. And I'm still looking forward to the very day wherein I can share again my life to other people, yung talagang face-to-face. Or dahil because of pandemic, magkakanya-kanya na lang ba muna tayo? Hindi po. Because that's not what the Bible is saying. I believe that we can still share lives with the brothers and sisters in Christ even if it is online. Would you say amen to that? Diba? So, sino po yung mahilig dito mag-invite before sa mga bahay-bahay nyo nung pre-pandemic pa? Diba? Can you say something in our comment section kung kayo po yun? Ayan, no? Ayan, ang dami po nagko-comment. Ang dami ko po nakikita na nagko-comment. Dahil po dyan, since malapit na ding lumabas si Jose Marichan dahil naka-first vaccine na po siya, okay, kayo po ang una kong pupuntahan. Okay, of course, kidding aside, alam naman po natin na hindi pa talaga pwedeng lumabas o magkita-kita dahil nga sa iba't ibang variants na nagmamanifest today, no? But we will not be hindered by that. Gusto ko mong sabihin sa atin na kahit na po online, yan, kahit na po online lang ulit tayo magsasama-sama, let us make every opportunity, okay, na meron tayo so that we can encourage one another and we can still learn to care from one another through our Victory Group online. So pwede pa rin po natin ituloy yan. How can we do that, Pastor Mar? Eh, ang hirap nga, di ba, dahil nasa bahay lang tayo because of COVID-19 and this pandemic. Paano natin magagawa? Sometimes, alam niyo po, it's just a simple message na kailangan po natin ipadala sa mga kakilala natin sa church. In fact, you can call them via Messenger or Viber, Snapchat, or other apps na pwedeng po natin matawagan yung ating mga kakilala. In fact, why don't we do this, church? Okay? Can you get all your smartphone? Kasama na rin po yung not-so-smartphone natin. Okay? So, tapos, ito po yung gagawin nating lahat. Okay, kung kapit nyo na po yung smartphone nyo at saka yung not-so-smartphone, I want us to text yung mga kakilala po natin. Pwede natin sabihin, I miss you bro and sis. I'm longing to meet with you face to face. I'm still praying and standing with you. So, pwede ba natin gawin yon for 1 minute po? Okay, sasabihin ko po sa atin, when I say go, lahat po tayo magte-text message sa ating kakilala. Or magme-message po tayo kahit gamit po natin yung ating computer. Okay, at the count of 3, ready ka na ba? 1, 2, 3, go! Tara, message po tayo. Ayan, ako po, nagtatype din po ako rito, no? Sa aking laptop in front of me. Ayan. Yun! Sige po. Ayan. Grabe. Now, may question po ako. Habang ginagawa nyo po yan, habang nagtatype kayo ng message, ano po ba yung nararamdaman nyo? Diba, nararamdaman nyo po ba yung yung longing for one another? Para po dun sa mga nakareceive ng text, ano din po ba yung nararamdaman nyo nung dumating po yung message sa inyo? I hope you were all encouraged today. naalala ko po yung scripture from Hebrews 3 verse 13 in NASB version. Sabi po doon, "But encourage one another every day, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin." Diba? As long as we can still call it today, let's make every opportunity para ma-encourage po natin yung mga kasama po natin sa church. Why? Because we are a church community. Pwede po natin silang sendan ng mga scripture, or pwede po natin silang tawagan after this service, or even right now, you can pick up your phone and just encourage someone. You know what? We can do that every week. If it permits your time, we can do that every month or even every year, no, until dumating na yung time na wala ng pandemic. Amen? So again, not only they share the gospel boldly and truthfully, not only they share their lives affectionately, but lastly po, no, they live their lives with integrity. In verse 9, sabi po doon, "For you remember, brothers, our labor and toil, we work night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you while we proclaim to you the gospel of God. You are witnesses, and God also, how holy, righteous, and blameless was our conduct toward you believers. For you know how, like a father with his children, we exhorted each one of you and encouraged you." Okay? So dito po, no, makita natin that Paul and the team supported themselves while they were preaching the gospel and at the same time building the church community in Thessalonica. They were tent makers po dun sa lugar na yon. They worked through night and day. Diba sabi po dun, we work hard. We work night and day. We work hard. We labor and toil. Okay? Nagtrabaho po sila upang hindi sila maging pabigat kanino man. And I believe po that a true servant of Christ must be careful so that he or she will not be a burden to the believers of Christ. Not only that, but in verse 10, sabi po doon, they were holy, righteous, and blameless. They behave well towards the believers' church. There is blamelessness with the way they live with them and uprightness in their attitudes and in their words. In short, they live their talk and they live out what they preach. Kaya in verse 11 po, sabi doon, they became like a father. Gumamit po ng illustration si Paul. They became like a father as well. Okay, picturing that being a father, encouraging, instructing, rebuking, challenging, and even disciplining them when needed. In the same way, church, in the same way po, may we also watch our lives and our motives in our everyday living. You see, integrity is living a righteous life consistently with or without someone seeing us. And a person who lacks integrity will make decisions based on how it will make them look rather than how it will benefit others. Pero po kay Paul and the team, okay, they make sure that they can be an example for everyone on a daily basis, whether it is in the area of work or more importantly, in the area of spirituality. They are not only thinking about their own benefits, but the benefit of others. And through the help of the Holy Spirit, I believe, and my prayer is that may we also live a life of integrity. May we be clear in our conscience with the way we relate with others, not thinking of what we can get, but on what we can give to them. I remember when Paul said to Timothy in 1 Timothy 4:12, "But set the believers an example in speech, in hope, in love, in life, and in purity." Who among you here, this is integrity here, right there, the scripture na yun, 1 Timothy 4:12. "Set an example in speech, in hope, in love, in life, and in purity." And I believe, ganito po yung pinamuhay nila Paul during their time in Thessalonica. In this way, people would know and recognize that we are a genuine followers of Christ. So why did Paul and the team share the gospel boldly? Why did they share their lives affectionately? And why did they live their lives with integrity? It is for this reason. In verse 12, sabi po ron, "We exhorted each one of you and encouraged you and charged you to walk in a manner worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory." Paul lived out Okay, in that way, okay, so that others could follow his examples. He lived out the kind of life so that the church in Thessalonica would continue to walk in a manner worthy of God. In short, Paul wanted them to be faithful until the time Christ would return again. Paul wasn't telling them about do's and don'ts, but he wanted them to stay the course, to stay connected, and stay their focus on God until Jesus returns. I was reminded of the word in Matthew 24 verse 13 that says, "But the one who endures to the end will be saved." So my question is, are we those people, okay, who will be faithful and committed, who will endure until the end? Because the Bible promised that when we do that, we will be saved. So my question is, did Paul's example of preaching the gospel boldly, sharing their lives affectionately, living their lives with integrity, produce fruit among the church community in Thessalonica? The answer po is a big yes. Sabi po din sa verse 13, "And we also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers. For you brothers became imitators of the church of God in Christ Jesus that are in Judea. For you suffered the same things from your own countrymen as they did from the Jews, who killed both the Lord Jesus and the prophets and drove us out and displeased God and opposed all mankind by hindering us from speaking to the Gentiles that they might be saved, so as always to fill up the measure of their sins, but wrath has come upon them at last." You see, because their word is backed up with life of boldness, truthfulness, love, and integrity, therefore, the word of God came with authority, with the power of the Holy Spirit, and that made the church community in Thessalonica to accept every word spoken to them by Paul and believing it as the word of God. In fact, the Bible said they accepted it because they understood that God's wrath will come upon those who reject the gospel. And not only that, nakita po natin doon sa text that they also became imitators of the churches of God that are in Judea. You see, yung church po sa Judea, na-experience din na rin po sila ng mga persecutions in many forms, and yet they grew in their faith. And likewise, Paul was amazed how the church in Thessalonica thrived, even with their countrymen opposed them, even with little supervision, sobrang nag-increase po yung church in that place. Why? Because this is not about Paul, but this is still about God growing the church, okay, in Thessalonica. So what's our point po as we end this preaching? The point is, in light of Christ's coming, let us continually preach the gospel, share our lives, and live out our faith to the community where God has placed us. Let me repeat that. In light of Christ's coming, let us continually preach the gospel, share our lives, and live out our faith to the community where God has placed us. Let us all pray. Father, thank you, God, for this afternoon. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us about Paul's example, Lord God, about Paul's encouragement to the church in Thessalonica. Na, Lord, pinakita po ni Apostle Paul doon, Lord God, that how he preached the word boldly and truthfully. And I pray, God, that all of us Christians, your followers, your disciples, will do the same thing, even if we are doing it, Lord God, virtually, Lord God, or through online. I pray, God, that we will never be hindered by anything, Lord God. But I also pray that you would cause our hearts to God. You will cause us to be passionate for you in the name of Jesus. Also, I pray that we will continue, Lord God, to share our lives affectionately, Lord God, with other believers, Lord. Na kahit na po, Lord God, through online lang, Lord God, may we learn to care to one another. May we learn, Lord God, to show, Lord God, our sympathy, Lord God, with one another, Lord God. May we learn to pray for one another as well. And lastly, Lord God, may we, Lord God, by your grace, help us live out this life with integrity, Lord God. That we will be truthful no matter what, Lord God. That even if people are not seeing us, we say, Lord God, you are seeing every action, Lord God, that we are doing. So Kristo. Lord, may we be pleasing, Lord God, to your eyes in the name of Jesus. You know, I just want to pray lang for some other concerns. Maybe if you are here na medyo hindi mo na napapractice yung faith mo in sharing the gospel. Probably sinasabi mo, Lord, tigil na muna ako, ayoko na, pagod na ako, Lord God. You can go back to God and say, Lord, would you energize me today? In fact, kung meron pong mga tao rito, yung feeling nila na they are getting cold with their passion for God, let me pray for you. If you're that person, would you lift your hands? If you're watching, would you place your hand in your heart? And let me pray for you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, may you, Lord God, set these people on fire again in Jesus' name. Lord God, allow them, Lord God, to experience, Lord God, recharging from you, Lord God, and refreshment. Holy Spirit, may you visit, Lord God, my brothers and sisters today, Lord God, that they may become on fire again, Lord God, that they will not be hindered, Lord God, by what is happening, Lord God, in their surroundings. Salamat, Panginoon. Lord, set them on fire, Lord God. Set them on fire. Sabi mo nga salita mo, Lord God, that we should cause this fire burning in us, Lord God. We should fan the flame, the gift of God in us, in the name of Jesus. I also pray for those people who are leading someone. Lord, may you cause these people to have a deep love for the people that you have entrusted to them, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And if there's any of us here na meron pong fear and worries because of what's happening today, somehow it has stopped you from following Jesus, would you come to God in repentance and say, Lord, please forgive me. And Lord, please remove any fear and worries in my heart. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask for your grace to abound in these people. Lord, may you realign, God, your people today towards your call in their lives. In the name of Jesus. Also, I pray for the grace of God to abound right now. If you are that person needing the grace of God, would you say right now, that's me. Di ba? Mag-emotico, heart emoticon ka dyan, o emoji. Kung ikaw yun na sinasabi mo, I want the grace of God to abound in my life in this season. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, let these people, God, experience your grace. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we come to you, Lord God, in humility. And Lord, help us, God, all of us here. Can we just lift our hands to seize every opportunity, Lord God, to preach the gospel first to our families na hindi pa nakakilala sa'yo. Lord God, to our relatives, kahit na online lang, Lord God. May you help us to be intentional in reaching out and preaching the gospel, Lord God, to our relatives in the name of Jesus. Lastly, kung ikaw po yung nandito and you never surrender your life to our Lord Jesus Christ, let me pray for you. Kung ikaw yon, hindi mo pa tinatanggap si Jesus, pwede ka bang thumbs up, emoticon? Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray for my brothers and sisters, God, who are raising their hands right now, and God, willing to receive you as the Lord and Savior. Would you follow this prayer? Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. I acknowledge today that I need you more in my life. I am sorry, Lord God, from every sin, Lord God, I have committed. And I am receiving you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for the gift of eternal life that you are giving to me. And thank you for giving me new life and forgiving all my sins. This I ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Kung ikaw po yung tao na yon, pwede mo po kaming i-text dyan sa mga number na makikita mo o makikita nyo po sa screen, or you can scan this QR code para po we can get in touch with you and we can explain to you po kung ano po yung ginawa nyong decision today. So with that, God bless you. I hope that all of us will be pumped up and we will be ready and faithful and be committed to preach the gospel, to share our lives affectionately with others, to live a life of integrity as we continue to wait on our Lord's return. God bless you, everyone.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.